It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Get Up is the collaboration between Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, but I think calling it a collaboration might be an understatement. It's more like two kindred spirits standing at the proverbial crossroads saying, the blues goes this way. Welcome, Ben. Welcome, Charlie, to KCSN.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It really means a lot to have you perform today. It's my understanding, Ben, that you first discovered the music of Charlie as you discovered so much music through, you know, your parents' both collection and the great record and music store, the Folk Music Center that they run. And there was a particular album, Memphis Charlie, that
That's right.
caught your attention.
That's
what caught your attention at first about the album?
Well, it's illustrated kind of like an R. Crumb picture.
Right.
Like a cartoon style.
Just trucking along,
just
right?
Stood
on trucking.
You know, I had to put it on. And I'd never heard a harmonica. I couldn't tell if it was a... I had to ask my mom, is this a harmonica? I asked my parents, is this a harmonica or a guitar? What's going on here? Because at that point, I hadn't heard Little Walter.
Right.
That was my introduction to a harmonica sounding that way. Because I was used to people coming into my family's music store and just blowing through a harmonica acoustic.
Right.
So I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
And that influence can't be understated. You know, one, I know that your parents' commitment to running a great record and music store still lives within you today, because we went to a number of great independent record stores across the country, and you really do believe in the spirit and the community that's formed in those rooms.
I do.
It's something that must have been a great upbringing to have those kind of parents. My parents were always screaming, turn that damn thing down.
Yeah, now my parents did that too.
When you got loud enough?
Well, yeah, when there was some musical transitions.
Aha. Uh-huh.
From folk and blues to hip hop.
Okay.
There was some browbeating going on.
Suddenly, the volume.
Yeah, my volume level deserved the scolding.
You, Charlie, I think it must now be, 15, 16 years ago that Ben first played. You guys were doing you were playing with John Lee Hooker. I guess it was a benefit for the Sweetwater.
That's right.
In Marin.
Yeah.
In your neck of the woods. And so what was your impression? Can you recall what your impression of the proverbial new kid was, you know, that night?
I could tell this guy was familiar with blues. He wasn't playing straight blues, but he was playing with feeling, and he was playing from his heart, and I recognized that. So a lot of stuff you could hear, well, okay, a guy's got a lot of technique, oh, that's nice, but he's just playing from his head. But Ben was coming from deep down, from his heart.
Sometimes even just from the hands. The head wasn't even involved in some players.
Yeah, I know. But it just resonated with me, and I just recognized it right away that this guy's music has substance. It's not just surface.
And as I said, you know, someone who is as steeped in it as you are, and that meeting, I guess, were you in awe at that point of being able to play with a John Lee Hooker and a Charlie Musselwhite? Were you able to get your head around
No,
it?
Not really. It's experiences like that that have to set in by degrees so you don't implode. But once you get past the hero worship of it,
right.
You know, you join the gang. But it takes a minute.
And guys like John Lee were so supportive and welcoming and encouraging. And, you know, it's not like there was a battle or something. It was like, welcome to the club.
Thank you. you're much too late to be thankful. Thank you anyway. I have a right to get up to where I'm bound. Have a right to get up anywhere I'm bound. So you can go and tell your pain dealer to keep his nervous breakdown. Thank you.
the two of you coming together, you really are torchbearers, you know, perhaps a generation apart, but you're torchbearers for the blues, and you know it, you believe in it, and it's important to you that to, as you were saying, do it from the heart and do it right. And that, this album, I remember when I first heard the record, it's certainly an idea. You go, oh yeah, Ben and Charlie, that would be good. And then when you hear it, I could just hear the fire that had to be going on in your souls and hearts when you were, you guys had to be realizing as you were making this record that it was outside of you. It was outside of you. It was happening. You know, that was coming from somewhere. You didn't exactly know where. Was the experience in the studio as incendiary as I imagine it to be?
He nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah. It's like the music was just so anxious to get out. And finally, we got in the studio, and it was like wild horses. I mean, just jumping out of us. I mean, everything was just rolling. Like the magic was totally there. Just filled the room.
And we and listening today and the interplay, you know, you guys are really, you know, accomplished musicians, and you know how to nuance that interplay, either to rev it up, take it down, whatever, which way, you're in sync with each other.
And we're still improvising.
And that's the question I was going to ask. Did that come quickly, or did you guys have to work to find that respective groove?
No, it was there, and we understood it and resonated with it and felt it, and It the music took us where it wanted to go, and we understood that.
You know, the song you just finished, Henrietta, Charlie's better half, said, "That was exactly right." And I said to her,
"That means it's,
Henrietta, that's a definitive statement. Where do we go from here?" And she said, "On to the next one."
Love that.
And it really is, as we're here in the studio today, hearing these songs, it for our listeners now, and certainly for us being able to witness it, that love, the love is so real, and it will do what I think there might have been at least some intention on your parts of saying, you know what, we're going to get together and we're going to make as best a true blues record document as we can. Because certainly, Ben, with your parents' background and you going through files and files of vinyl, you know about documentation of
music. I'm from the record hunting days where you still had to find the records that you loved. You had to earn. I just read Keith Richards' autobiography, and you know, he talks about how rare those records were, and still, when I was a kid, you had to go to it, you had to search for it, you had to look for it, and once you had it, and lived it, and breathed it, you were a member. You were an honorary member. You know, you could gauge who was who and what was what by their record collection in a way, and that established a language and a dialogue.
And you'd go to each other's basement and say, "Look what I got."
Yeah, and pressings. And
I'm bringing this one over. You're bringing that one over.
Yeah.
And it really was a community.
Yeah.
And it's something that's part of, you know, the spirit that I know you guys convey and carry through. Now, I know, Ben, that a couple years ago when you were doing the Fistful of Mercy thing and we were running around, You talked about, you know, you wanted to have a balance in your life, you know. You didn't want to let the road and music and everything consume you. But for a guy that I know is putting balance in your life, you've had a hell of a busy year. I mean, you're playing here with Charlie and going on the road with Charlie.
Yeah, you don't even know the half.
Working with Natalie and then going on a road with Natalie and then playing with Government Mule and playing with Jack Johnson. Ben, do you really understand what the meaning of balance is?
No, I don't. But you busted. I'm busted on that, man. I
You love playing.
I do.
Days of love and honor, I was a fool for love. Gave my heart and soul, but it was hardly enough. It ain't love unless it brings you to your knees. It ain't salvation if you're still begging to be free.
Don't look twice, don't look twice. Be glad your worries ain't like mine. Don't look twice, don't look twice.
Ship hasn't come in, don't have a problem with the shore. If you're locked out your house, don't have a problem with your door. The dice are no man's mistress, black diamond snake moan. Wake up in the morning, happy corn.
Don't look twice.
Places, man, I can't take it up here no more. I'm a living nervous habit. I tremble and I twitch. You keep on pulling at me like I'm some kind of hanging stitch.
Don't look twice.
Charlie, I mean, you know, is it embarrass you if someone calls you a true living blues legend? Or can you take that and say, yeah, you know what, I put enough miles on the wheels, I'll accept it?
Oh, something, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I don't know what the fuss is about, but I'll take it, you know.
Well, all they got to do is listen to it, and I understand today it was you were trying out a new harp and a new, I guess, a new amp. And what I heard today certainly deserves the status of legend.
Hey, listen,
just
man,
today.
Let me tell you, Charlie doesn't hear what people say about me to him, and he can't hear what people say. No, Charlie doesn't hear what people say to him about me, and he doesn't hear what people say to me about him, if any of that made any godforsaken sense.
We got it. But for a man who hasn't slept since Rio.
That's right. But more to the point, I mean, the man plays the harmonica like John Coltrane played the sax. Let's just cut to the chase. I mean, Charlie and I did a gig at the White House.
Oof.
Oh, listen. Oh, yeah. Good for you. It's like, yeah, I played the White House. Come on, shut the hell up. But you know what I mean.
We played the White House.
All right. But I, in all humility,
yeah,
played the White House. and Steve Cropper was in the house.
Oh.
He wrote half of Dock of the Bay.
Right.
Right. So he and Otis Redding wrote Dock of the Bay. And we finished our sound check, and I was in the band finished sound check, and it was Duck Dunn, and it was Cropper, and who else was in that house?
Booker T. Man,
it was Booker T.
Oh man,
and Cropper. It was just the whole band was badass. I waited till they were done, and I went, hey, you know, Mr. Cropper, I want to thank you for all your music. And as I approached him, he walked towards me. I was going, well, wait a minute, what's going on? He's walking towards me. And then he kept walking. And you know when you're supposed to stop and meet somebody and shake hands? He just kept walking as if we were going to bump chest to chest. And then he keeps walking back. And then I'm back against the wall, kind of like he jammed me up. And he kind of says in this low whispered hush, you know who you're playing with, right? You know what a special man you are playing with here, don't you? You need to know. And I said, looked him straight in, I said, well, I thought I knew, but now I really know.
If I didn't know before, I've gotten a real nice hint.
So, yeah, that's where it's at.
High-rise tombstone, gonna gather up my saints. Don't wanna hear you fussing, no. If it is, or if it ain't. If it is, if it ain't. My life needs no witness, and my burden is my own. My burden is my own. Got an answer to somebody. Got an answer to somebody. You didn't learn, you didn't read. Then you live with it. Live with it. Yeah, what's a man to do? What's a man to do? Got an answer to somebody. She stepped in from the store. She was
dry as a bone. Preacher thought to himself, the devil takes care of his own. She said, look what your prayers, look what your prayers have done to me. She said, what can your prayers do for me? Preacher said, careful talking to yourself, 'cause you may be listening. Careful talking to yourself, you just may be listening. And I'm
you're getting ready to do some shows. And one, on November 6th, you're going to be playing at the Bridges right there in Claremont, yeah, your old stomping grounds. That has to be a great way to kick off things, right?
Sure is. I can't wait to play
the hometown, everything's just feeling it, right?
I think my mom may come up on stage that night, and we're going to have some fun.
And then later on, you're going to be on the 18th at Disney Hall. I can't thank you guys enough. It's the magic, not just the music, of Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite live on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, man.
Got it. Mm-hmm.